My name is Ben Greenfield, and on this episode of the Ben Greenfield Life Podcast.
There's different ways of getting stem cells, as you know, right? You can do either autologous stem cells, which is allogenic stem cells, right? So the autologous ones, they come, you get mesenchymals from your fat, hematopoietic ones from your bone marrow. What we find is that most people don't want to go through like a little liposuction procedure or bone marrow procedure. So
I don't want to get a hole drilled in my hip in Hawaii.
Exactly. So, and not only that, but you know, when we take your own stem cells from you, you're young and you're super healthy, but a lot of people that get in these treatments, they're a little bit older. These are older stem cells. They already experience some level of stem cell exhaustion, right? So they're not as effective. And so we like the umbilical cells because they are from brand new umbilical cord blood that's been donated. So they're new stem cells.
Faith, family, fitness, health, performance, nutrition, longevity, ancestral living, biohacking, and a whole lot more. Welcome to the show.
All right, at the start of this year, I made a pretty big, bold statement, and I said that the NAD product from BioStack Labs is unrivaled as the best oral supplement for NAD status, amazing for sleep deprivation, DNA repair, general energy levels throughout the day, and almost like an age reversal type of effect, which is interesting because in this particular product, they added a whole host of other anti-aging nutrients like spermidine, niacinamide, and resveratrol. That makes it the most complete NAD supplement available today. Most NAD is very difficult to absorb and become bioavailable, but not this stuff. It contains NAD3. It's an ingredient I've talked about before in the podcast. You might recall my discussion with Tony Robbins and Peter Diamandis about this stuff. Turns out it's now available. Didn't used to be easy to find. Now you can find it only from the product NAD Regen from BioStack Labs. And they're giving all of my listeners a very unique deal. So first, you want to use it for 12 to 16 weeks to see the best benefits. Based on that, when you get a 3-month supply, they're going to send you a fourth bottle, 100% free. Here's how. You go to biostacklabs.com/Ben to get this awesome deal. It's only available through that link. So that link again to get a 3-month supply with a fourth bottle, 100% free, is biostacklabs.com/Ben. All right, guys, here's a fun pop quiz for you. How many sailors throughout history died from scurvy caused by vitamin C deficiency during the time of Christopher Columbus? Is it 20,000? Is it 200,000? Or is it 2 million? All right, got your answer? Drum roll, please. 2 million. 2 million people. Would you believe 2 million people had to die before we figured that out? Well, here's where it gets crazier. There's a little known deficiency right now killing millions of people around the world, and the disease it's causing? Insomnia. According to a study published by Academic Press, magnesium deficiency is a leading cause in sleep disruption in both children and adults. The problem is not any old magnesium will do the trick. Recent studies have shown there's actually 7 different forms of magnesium, and your body needs them in precisely the right balance for proper sleep. There's only one magnesium supplement on the market that has the full spectrum of all 7 forms. It's called Magnesium Breakthrough. And I got to tell you, when I take this stuff, I just feel on, like my body's finally getting something it's been desperately needing. And Magnesium Breakthrough is now available at a 10% discount off your first bottle. And if you're not satisfied in how it fixes your sleep, your digestion, your energy levels, like it does for me, or if you're not satisfied for any other reason, they give you a prompt and courteous refund on the spot, guaranteed. Here's how you do all that. magbreakthrough.com/Ben and use code Ben10 to get 10% off your first bottle. Again, it's magbreakthrough.com/Ben and use code Ben10 to get 10% off your first bottle of Magnesium Breakthrough. Well, if you, like me, enjoy the occasional dose of good old nicotine to increase your focus, your creativity, your productivity, it's a very beneficial life hack, honestly. And you're looking for a way to do it without getting a bunch of toxins into your system, you should check out Lucy. They're a modern oral nicotine company that makes gum and lozenges and pouches. Their cherry ice flavor, by the way, is amazing for any adult who wants a really good, responsible way to consume nicotine. So if you want a nicotine product you can actually feel good and guilt-free about, then Lucy is definitely for you. Now, I have to warn you, it does contain nicotine. Nicotine is addictive. So proceed with responsibility. But if you enjoy nicotine or you want to feel what it really feels like to be supercharged on nicotine, Check them out. Lucy.co. That's Lucy.co. And use promo code BEN20 at checkout.
Well, folks, you have probably, if you've been a podcast listener for like, gosh, like since what, 2018, Darshan?
18.
When I first connected with you guys at Next Health, I stumbled across this facility. I think it might have been my friend Khalil from Sun Life who was telling me about this like whitewash, super slick, like biohacking, age reversal kind of compound in Beverly Hills. And he's like, dude, you got to go check out this place. It's like slick, it's clean. It feels like you walked into some like medical clinic on the Star Trek spaceship or whatever. I'm not a Trekkie.
That's what you called it. You called it the Star Trek.
The Enterprise. And so since then, I've been to that Next Health. I've been to the new one up in West Hollywood. And every time, you know, cryotherapy and HBOT and IVs, and it's kind of like biohackers, you know, health enthusiast paradise. So anyways, Dr. Darshan Shah, if you're listening in, who's sitting with me here today, has recently picked up Next Health, started to expand internationally, and put up this slick place in Maui where we are at right now. And it's pretty amazing. I just got done with an ozone IV, so I'm already, it's starting to hit my system now. I'm coming out of that new calm session. Nice. I'm feeling good. Anyways, just a real quick thing before we dive in. If you're listening in, you can go to bengreenfieldlife.com/nexthealthmaui. That's bengreenfieldlife.com/nexthealth. Good luck spelling the word Maui. You can Google or GPT that and it'll help you. I believe it's M-A-U-I, but
that's correct.
These Hawaiian spellings always throw me off. And at bengreenfieldlife.com/nexthealthmaui is where we'll keep the show notes. I'll link to, what have we done, two other episodes before,
I think? Two other episodes, our third one. Yep.
Yeah, we've done two other episodes. You're not still running a podcast, are you?
We are, yeah. Oh. We're going to restart it here pretty soon. We took a little break for COVID, but we're going to get back
on. You pod-faded.
Yeah, we pod-faded, okay. Unfortunately.
All right, cool. So, I mean, I got to ask, why Maui? Why'd you start here?
Yeah, you know, combination of different factors. So, you know, Next Health, we've been growing nationally. We're in New York, we're in Los Angeles, and then now we have some internationally licensing deal. But what I really wanted to do was kind of combine the basics of health and wellness, diet, exercise, mindfulness, all the stuff that you get here. Virgin Mai Tais, yeah. Low sugar, with the advanced longevity technology that we bring to the table as well. Mm-hmm. And so this place was really on the map. And I think Four Seasons was looking to do something different to kind of complement their spa. So they approached us at Next Health and we're like, let's do it. And they gave us this beautiful space here. Yeah. And I thought it'd be a great way to combine kind of the soft stuff with the longevity technology all in one trip. And so that's why we're here.
Well, I walked in and the first sign in the lobby said sleep IV. It's like sleep IV, I think it's jet lag IV
jet
too,
lag
which
IV,
I believe my wife's getting tomorrow. And so it's perfect because you get a bunch of people traveling in here and you can just mainline nutrients into them. And then we'll get into the more advanced stuff, which I actually want to pick your brain about because some of the ozone, exosome, stem cell stuff can be kind of confusing. But I think you harped on a good point. Like I sometimes tell people when they go to get stem cells, look, you're traveling, your circadian rhythm's off, you're disconnected from the planet Earth typically, you know, flying 40,000 feet Earth in a metal tube to get to where you're going. You're typically staying in some room you're unfamiliar with. You need to do things to actually prime your body to get the most value out of your stem cell protocol.
Right.
And when I tell them that, I tell them, get sunlight, do earthing and grounding, get into some water, go walking, get fresh air, get some sleep. If you have access to, you know, red light and hyperbaric and stuff, do that. But even something as simple as nature time is important. Were you thinking about that as far as like the beach out here, the water,
just for sure.
The elements? Because Hawaii is like, it's like Garden of Eden-esque in a way.
Really
there's a lot of tourists running around, but still like it's got this raw, like earthy vibe to it.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, you mentioned, so two important things there. One, travel, I think, is one of the most toxic, damaging things you can do to your body, right?
Yeah.
Like you're up there, EMFs, radiations, circadian rhythm is off, like you mentioned. And so when you get to a place like this, it is like, kind of like the perfect environment to reset all of that. But the trip getting here is really damaging. So how do we mitigate for that? And then I come here, you know, for a week on end sometimes, and just like all the things you said, like I just get my biology in a really good state by doing things like grounding, getting into the water, all these things. And it's like the perfect combo, right? Like you come here and you can then prime your body for stem cells, exosomes, et cetera, while you're here. And the nice thing is, you know, I think a lot of people are vacationing now, not to like go out and party, but just to like get a break from like their crazy life, right? And so I think a lot of this wellness retreats is a huge concept now, and a lot of people come here to the Four Seasons to make that happen. So it's like a perfect, you know, 1-2.
It's kind of like a thing in the U.S. now. People are starting to avoid alcohol in droves, which I kind of like. I mean, it's obviously more, I think, when it comes to liver risk, cancer risk, dementia, et cetera. Even though I still drink a couple times a week, and I had a fantastic Mai Tai served out of a pineapple last night, I even think when we look at a lot of these street drugs like heroin and cocaine, or you look at some popular recreational drugs like, say, cannabis or psilocybin or whatever, like arguably some of the popular entheogens are safer than alcohol. Alcohol on par with heroin and cocaine for some of the damage that it does. And so I'm starting to see fewer and fewer people drink, and more people be like, oh, I'm going to have some biohack cocktail, or I'm going to have ketones, or I'm going to get an IV, or I'm going to figure out other ways to spin the dial in the evening. And so I think that it's kind of cool that you can come and do something like this and not just go to Hawaii, all joking aside, to drink, which a lot of people do.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think too, you're seeing a lot of like alcohol or alternatives coming out now, right? Where you still get that fun social feeling of picking up a cool looking drink and bringing it to your mouth and drinking it, but there's no alcohol in it. And so I think, you know, the Four Seasons IG does a really good job at their alternative drinks, the virgin cocktails, but just making
my kids had one last night. Have you tried the ketone ones, the keto ball?
So have a keto cocktail?
I had an interview come out last week at the time we're recording this with a guy who runs Ketonade.
Oh, okay.
They've got like Moscow Mule, Pina Colada, Champagne. They just launched a beer that's surprisingly close to beer. They've got gin tonic, and it's all 1,3-butanediol, which is the ketone that when they were doing research on the performance enhancing effects of ketone esters, they had beta hydroxybutyrate bound to 1,3-butanediol, which is what you hear about, like all the Tour de France cyclists, and DARPA and stuff using for, you know, quelling appetite, going for long periods of time, increasing endurance, et cetera. But when they cleaved the ester bond and just had 1,3-butanediol left over, like the rodent models that they tested it on were kind of like stumbling around the laboratory, almost like they were inebriated.
Wow.
So this one company, Ketonade, they're like, well, there's no toxic acetaldehyde side effects of alcohol. It's just a ketone. Mm-hmm. And arguably it's even like healthy for you. So they started making these drinks. Now, they sent me their first batch like almost a year ago. And I tried a few, kind of sort of liked it. And the more research I did, the more I started to try them, experiment them, mix them in cool mugs with electrolytes and ice and a squeeze of lime and a little garnish. And now, like I said, like I'll have a glass of wine maybe two nights a week now. And almost every night I'm drinking ketones. And it's amazing because you get that
feel a little
same,
buzzed?
You feel a little buzz. You get a little socially lubricated. You feel as though it kind of relaxes you at the end of the day. It has that kind of like GABAergic inhibitory neurotransmitter effect. And then the other cool thing is alcohol, for many people, makes them hungry. Ketones make you not hungry. So I make my, what I do is I assign my sons a book report every couple of weeks. So in the evening, right when we gather for dinner, we talk about their book chapter and what they learned that day. And while they're telling me all about their book chapter, I make myself a little ketone cocktail. Oh, and it's like a nightly thing for me. It's
That's amazing. What a great routine.
Yeah.
No alcohol.
Yeah.
I'm helping this company called Kin.
It's a Bella
Hadid's. Yeah. Great. They actually put like, you know, adaptogens in the drink and you get a little bit of a buzz. Then you get socially lubricated. You feel great, but zero alcohol. It's another great alternative.
Well, you got to wonder how many people are actually mixing with vodka or tequila. I have some Kin bottles at home. And I was like, what happens if you put a little tequila in this? And best of both worlds. And then finally, I did do hyperbaric this morning.
Oh, you did? All right, great.
I did. I swam 30 feet down underneath the water with the fishies for like 20 minutes up and down. So I was super primed for the ozone idea.
I love it.
That's what I wanted to ask you. I just got done with an hour of what you call 10-pass ozone.
Yeah.
When you guys bring people in here, you actually have like a menu of ozone, stem cells, exosomes, NAD, et cetera. I want to start with the ozone.
Sure.
What's the protocol and why do you start with the ozone?
Yeah, so we do a 10-pass ozone here. And when for those of you who don't know what ozone is where we remove 250 cc's of your blood. We expose it to ozone, which is O3, and then we put that same 250 cc's back into you. So it's not like we're taking a lot of blood out and then putting it back in later. So it's a super comfortable treatment. You don't feel like you didn't feel bad when you had it done at all, right?
Or no, I fell asleep. I did a NuCom. So you guys have a NuCom here. So I just did like a 40-minute NuCom. Yeah.
Perfect combo, NuCom and ozone. And the ozone being exposed to your blood does a lot of different things. It reduces inflammation, it primes your immune system, it can actually, you know, actually kill bacteria, fungi, viruses in your blood, et cetera. So it's an extremely rejuvenating treatment, but it's also been used a lot in the longevity circles as well now. So we're seeing a lot of people using it for longevity treatments, and it works great. And so we start with that because it's kind of like a detoxifying, relaxing treatment that you can do. And you can do it up to 3 times in the week. Since most people come here for a week, they'll do it every other day. And then it kind of just primes your system for moving on to stem cells and exosomes. It reduces inflammation mainly. So there's different ways of doing ozone and stem cells. One way is we can do a treatment of ozone, which primes your system for the stem cells. And then people can do 1, 2, or 3 stem cell sessions after that. Okay. Or another way to do it, some people actually want to do ozone and then stem cells, ozone, stem cells, ozone, stem cells. So there's different ways of doing it. And one of the best things about coming here is we have a medical team here that can evaluate you. They can see what your goals are, kind of what your current state of being is, and figure out the best treatment protocol for you.
Do you guys actually do, because I think you do this up in LA, do you do testing, like gene testing or blood testing or anything like
Absolutely,
that?
Absolutely, yeah. So one of the big things that we do is diagnostic testing, right? Because we want to know what's going on with your state of biology, and everyone's so different. So we do blood testing, genetic testing, and we take kind of a functional medicine view towards it. So we're doing a lot of like advanced testing as well. Things like your gut microbiome, your we're testing your micronutrient levels. We're testing for heavy metals, all these things that affect your current state of health.
Do people do that before they come down so you know what their values are when they're coming in?
Yeah, sometimes they do. Sometimes we do it all in LA or New York.
Okay.
But then there are people that discover us here in Maui, and we can actually draw the blood panels here as well.
Oh, that's convenient. Yeah. Yeah, I've messed around with the ozone oil suppositories.
Oh, yeah.
And what I feel after the IV is you get like this clean surge in energy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people tell you not to do it too close to bedtime because you get such a big surge in energy.
Right.
And I love it. And it sticks with you. Like you sleep better. You feel like you kind of jump out of bed a little bit better. I don't know all the mechanisms of action that are going on. I imagine there's some amount of just tissue oxygenation that might occur. Then a lot of people that deal with mold, yeast, fungus, some of these stealth co-infections like Epstein-Barr and Lyme. And I don't know how many people are coming in here with that kind of stuff or how many people have it and don't know it, get the ozone.
Don't know it, right.
And then feel better. With the suppositories, I've used those before, especially when traveling, when I don't have access to IVs, et cetera. And I feel like maybe like a 30-40%-ish comparison, like a slight uptick in energy. You put them up the wazoo in the morning, do a handstand for a minute or whatever and let it soak in. And
but still something.
You do get kind of this clean surge of energy. Yeah, so there's something to it. And they're typically encapsulated in like an olive oil medium. So,
well, the other thing about ozone is that it's the ultimate hormetic treatment as well, right? So you're causing some stress to your cells. Your cells are resetting and they're getting healthier at a cellular level just using the process of hormesis. And so ozone is really good at providing that as well.
And why do you do 10 pass?
So we do 10 passes just so we can get the most amount of treatment over the course of an hour while you're here. So 10 passes usually takes about an hour.
So that means that, so like explain the difference between like a 3-pass and a 10-pass.
Yeah, a 3-pass, we're only exposing 750 cc's of your blood to the ozone. With a 10-pass, we're doing 2,500 cc's of your blood.
So it's 250 cc's each pass.
Yes.
And so every time the nurse makes that adjustment on my arm, it's a new pass of the
ozone. It's a new pass, right. So it's going to that little canister. We're exposing it, and then we're putting it back in, and we're starting again.
Why do some people get, like, hypoglycemic? Because you guys had a sheet that came out to me yesterday. It said, be sure to eat a solid breakfast. I had coconut syrup, gluten-free macadamia nut pancakes with roasted bananas on top,
solid.
Coconut flakes, cacao nibs, celery juice, and a little side of sweet potato with scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
So I had a decent amount of carbs for breakfast. I felt pretty good because I'm usually, I was telling you, I'm, like, usually kind of keto for breakfast. And so I have this huge surge of energy, but what's going on with the hypoglycemia?
So there's really nothing about the ozone treatment itself that makes you hypoglycemic. It's just that, you know, some people faint. They get a little bit faint when they get an IV put in. And hypoglycemia can sometimes contribute to that. So if there's nothing about the treatment itself that makes you hypoglycemic, we just want to get people at a good state so when we put the IV in, they'll feel, they won't feel that, you know, that fainting response.
Okay, got it. So ideally, you come in here, you get charged up with 10 pass ozone, and then tomorrow you've got me moving into stem cell treatment.
Yeah.
What kind of stem cells are we using for this tomorrow?
So tomorrow we're using umbilical cord drive stem cells. And so we're going to do them IV on you.
Yep. Okay. Where are you getting the stem cells?
So we're getting the stem cells from a very trusted manufacturer that we use in Kansas City, Missouri, and they're excellent. We evaluate all the stem cell providers out there, and we go actually visit their labs. We look at their certifications, et cetera. So these are umbilical cord-derived stem cells.
And why do you go with umbilical cord?
Well, so there's different ways of getting stem cells, as you know, right? You can do either autologous stem cells, allogenic stem cells, right? So the autologous ones, you can get mesenchymal ones from your fat, hematopoietic ones from your bone marrow. What we find is that most people don't want to go through like a little liposuction procedure or bone marrow procedure. So
I don't want to get a hole drilled in my hip in Hawaii.
Exactly. So, and not only that, but you know, when we take your own stem cells from you, you're young and you're super healthy, but a lot of people are getting these treatments. They're a little bit older. These are older stem cells. They already experience some level of stem cell exhaustion, right? So they're not as effective. And so we like the umbilical cells because they are from brand new umbilical cord blood that's been donated. So they're new stem cells.
And so you guys, I think some people are confused about this. They picture stem cells as like an injection into a joint, but you're literally just going systemically full body IV.
Right. Exactly. And there's different ways of doing it. You can do them IV, you can do them into joints. For longevity and, you know, full body healing, we like to go IV.
For people who haven't done this before, how long does a systemic full body stem cell IV take?
It's really quick. It's like 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's super quick.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you get them shipped down here from Missouri, do you guys got to keep them super cold? Like,
they go in a cryo freezer chamber, right? Exactly. They're shipped on dry ice and they go into a freezer chamber.
Okay. Now, stem cells, you're stacking, kind of like you stacked a Nucom with the ozone for me today. Mm-hmm. What are you stacking the stem cells with?
So with the stem cells, we're stacking NAD and exosomes, both. And so the NAD, as you know, is a precursor to ATP. So you're going to get that right after the stem cells. And that's a whole other treatment. But we like to stack exosomes with it because exosomes are the communication packets that are within your stem cells, right? So now you're going to get the stem cells, but you're also going to get the extra communication packages that go within the stem cells with it.
Where do you get exosomes?
Same place.
Okay. Yep. So do you have to screen those as well? Like, is there a risk of getting the wrong kind of exosomes?
Very, very low risk. You know, the main problem that could occur is with a manufacturer that either ships you something that doesn't really have any exosome in the product or stem cells in the product, or it's not refrigerated properly. And just like any IV or any product that you put inside of you, if it's not refrigerated properly and it has a potential growing bacteria in the vial, you can get bacteria in the vial. So we want to make sure none of that's happening. It's fully sterile, it's stored properly, and you are getting the actual product that you're paying for.
I hear a lot of people talk about exosomes and they use the term mRNA when they refer to exosomes. Mm-hmm. What's the link between exosomes and mRNA?
So exosomes are packets within your stem cells and all of your cells actually that contain signaling molecules. Those signaling molecules can be mRNA, which are short pieces of RNA, or they can be just little pieces of protein. They can be cytokines. These packages have all sorts of signaling molecules in them that are basically meant to signal surrounding cells into specific biological functions.
And where do they come from? Like, how do you get exosomes?
Exosomes are from within cells. So they're actually extracted from within a stem cell.
Okay.
And they're taken out of the stem cells, and then they're multiplied and put into these, into a product.
Okay, so rather than like me getting an umbilical stem cell IV, with the stem cells that I'm getting already having the exosomes that are naturally in them, it's almost like they're removing them first and expanding the count of the exosomes.
Yes.
And then the exosomes are administered separately from the umbilical stem cells, but the umbilical stem cells already have some exosomes in them?
Exactly. So the umbilical stem cells, the entire cell, has millions of packages of exosomes within them. But these were taking the exosomes out and we're duplicating them so you have even more exosomes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. With the NAD, is that before or after the stem cells with the exosomes?
It can actually be either way. Okay. NAD is kind of acting on a different cellular mechanism, is helping your mitochondria produce energy, right?
Okay.
So it's probably better to do it before or after. I would say maybe before, because then even the stem cells have more energy to work with.
How come you use NAD? Because there's three other options I've heard of out there. Nicotinamide riboside, the NR, mm-hmm. the NMN. Was that nicotinamide mononucleotide? Yeah. And then this new one, Tony Robbins initially told me about it when I interviewed him and Peter Diamandis. They wrote that book, Life Force, and they talk about NAD3.
Right.
Have you heard of that one before?
There's all sorts of people manufacturing NAD and NMN now.
Okay.
And so they're kind of branching off into specific NAD and NMN products. But the thing about NMN and NR is those are taken orally. NAD is the IV form of this. So those are oral supplementation. The NAD is directly mainline into you.
Has anybody ever gotten like NMN or NR IVs to
Not that I've heard
compare?
Of, no. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. I guess it gets converted via, I believe, the processing in the liver into NAD, after which it makes it into the cells, but you're shortcutting that and going straight into the bloodstream with NAD.
Right.
Which would arguably be the best way to increase, it's less convenient, obviously, than just like take a capsule.
Right.
But that's the best way to get full body delivery.
Exactly. Just like when you eat food and you get the micronutrients through your gut or take a supplement, for example, it still has to go through your gut and then process in your liver, et cetera.
Yeah.
NAD IV is just going right to all your cells. And there's also a lot of talk about your microbiome affecting the NR and also the NMN that you take as well. And then converting that in your microbiome so that the cells have an easier time absorbing it too. So there's a lot of research being done, a lot of controversy as well. But I just, you know, for me, I just feel like NAD IV is not something you're gonna do every day, right? But you can take a supplement every day. So I do a little bit of both. I take a supplement every day of NMN,
me too.
And then I just take NAD whenever I have access to it.
Yeah, yeah. I started using that NAD3 stuff, taking it orally, but then I probably get an IV once every couple of months of NAD, and I started using the patches, like for like a long haul plane flight or a sleep deprived day. I found NAD and the other molecule I've seen research for combating the effects of sleep deprivation is creatine.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and if I
amazing.
Take creatine and NAD on a sleep deprived day, I think it's because obviously a lot of cell repair mechanisms take place during sleep. And you're almost like simulating that. I'm not endorsing people short sleep and just like pop NAD. But if you're in a situation where you're sleep deprived, I found NAD stacked with creatine helps a ton. A ton.
Yeah, I think that's a great combo, those two together. There's so much research on creatine. Like, if anyone has any doubts that creatine is causing all sorts, not just muscle gain, but also, you know, brain function improvement, basically cellular improvement in almost every cell, they should look into the research. It's extremely valuable.
Poor methylators too.
Yeah.
Like if you're homozygous for some of these methylation genes and you aren't methylating properly, creatine appears to help a lot with that.
Yeah.
And dropping the homocysteine levels, the inflammatory homocysteine levels that you see in people who are poor methylators.
If you have a high homocysteine, definitely, you know, creatine is a great supplement. It's just 5 grams a day. Reduce it. It really helps reduce it.
Yeah. What about intranasal NAD? Have you messed around with that much?
I've used intranasal NAD. I'm sure it's working. It's, you know, that's a great way to absorb. It's through your nasal mucosa. I just have a hard time finding it, so I don't have it around me all the time. So I'm lucky, you know, I'm going to Next Health. I live right a little bit away from it. I just go and just get it.
Yeah, you know a guy.
Exactly.
what's the current legality of all this stuff? Like, is it pretty much totally above the board, like no risk for umbilical stem cells, NAD exosomes, or is any of this stuff getting cracked down on?
Yeah, there's a lot of crackdown by the FDA right now. You know, we're constantly evaluating, constantly working with our manufacturers to make sure they're all using good manufacturing practices, et cetera. We're really making sure that we have all our T's crossed and I's dotted, but it's a constant battle right now. More in the United States than in any other country, the FDA has a lot of regulations around stem cells and exosomes as well.
I've used it for years. It's one of my go-to nootropic blends because it's like brain food. It's vegan, it's non-GMO, supports focus and memory and mental energy. 28 research-backed nootropics packed into one teeny tiny bottle. you've appreciated my work for the last 7 years now. You can attribute a great deal of that to this nootropic. It's called Qualia Mind. Qualia Mind. It's fueled my brain for years now. And you feel it within days. I would say within hours after taking it. You can also try it with a 100% money-back guarantee and 15% off. Here's how. Go to neurohacker.com/BGF and use code BGF at checkout. It's already up to 50% off. You get an extra 15% off the already discounted price and get to try it for 100 days with no financial risk, money-back guarantee, neurohacker.com, neurohacker.com/BGF to try Qualia Mind and get an extra 15% off. How do you like that? Well, if you're tired of spending hours on cardio with minimal results, then listen up because I got a game-changing fitness breakthrough for you. The Carol Bike, science-backed, time-saving solution trusted by experts for optimizing health and longevity. They use this special form of a workout called a Rehit, which allows you to achieve superior health and fitness benefits compared to regular cardio in 90% less time. That's amazing. That's a lot of time, 90%. Studies show that by doing Carol's 5-minute workout just 3 times a week, you can improve your fitness by 12%, reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and even wind back your internal body clock by 10 years. The science is clear. Carol Bike is your ticket to a healthier and more vibrant life. You got to try it to believe it and to see what I'm saying. I mean, it's not like a walk in the park. When you're pushing hard in those intervals, you're pushing, but then it's just like over and it's done and it walks you through it. It's very motivating. It's 5 feet away from me right now. It's right here in my office, my cool little exercise toy in my office. So you get $250 off your Carol Bike. You don't have to wait any longer. You can join over 25,000 riders and visit carolbike.com today. Carolbike.com. Well, if you're like me, you live a busy life. You don't really have time for many days off. That's why I talk so much about your mitochondria, because they generate about 90% of the energy your body uses. And keeping your mitochondria strong is one of the best ways to keep fatigue at bay. But these little mitochondria, darn things, are expensive to run. They use a huge amount of raw materials, especially when it comes to minerals. The problem is most people, including you and me, probably don't get enough minerals. And without minerals, your mitochondria don't have the cofactors they need to make energy. More than 97% of Americans don't get enough potassium. About 80% are deficient in magnesium. 40% are deficient in calcium. And those are three of the big ones. There's close to a dozen other trace minerals that are important for mitochondrial function, and most of us don't get enough of them, and you definitely can't get them from, say, table salt. It turns out that trying to take all the minerals you need by taking single mineral supplements isn't only hard because you need a ton of pills, but it's not the most effective way to get your minerals. That's why I take liquid, humic, and fulvic complexes. These are full spectrum mineral supplements, which means you get all the essential minerals your body needs in one go without a daily handful of massive amounts of pills or very large capsules or anything else that's hard to swallow. I use Beam mineral supplements because they're almost 100% bioavailable. They come in a liquid form that's easy to drink. It's just 2 bottles. I keep them in my pantry, throw back a shot a few times a day. They're a great way to refill your mineral stores, especially for those of you out here who are haunting your sauna on a frequent basis, or sweating, or doing hot yoga, or anything else. Keep your mitochondria running strong. So if you want to up your mineral game, give Beam Minerals a try. Go to Beam Minerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com, and use code BEN at checkout for 20% off your first order.
I wanted to ask you about another IV, some of this sleep and jet lag stuff. Mm-hmm. I think I'm not a special snowflake in that I struggle with sleep when I travel.
Yeah,
I've mostly solved that through high dose melatonin, CBD, and then, not to toot my own horn, but I helped formulate a sleep product for Keon. So I do Keon sleep, CBD, melatonin suppository. I'm usually pretty good.
Good.
But what's the thing with the IVs, like a sleep IV or a jet lag IV?
Right. I mean, the same thing. Like, you're so nutritionally depleted when you get to wherever you're going, and especially if you're sleep deprived, is basically providing with all the nutrients again that you, that your body is lacking to help get your cells back into a state of health, right? Well,
do you need to do it right before bed, or can you do it?
No, you can do it anytime. Yep, anytime. The effect will last until the end of the evening.
Is there magnesium in the sleep IV?
Uh-huh, there sure is. Yep.
Anything else special in there?
Just the rest of the micronutrients. Yeah. There's nothing else like super special about it, but magnesium is a big part of it. Have you tried the Time Shifter app, by the way?
Is that the one that anticipates where you're going and tells you your sleep and eat cycles and light exposure cycles before you go?
Yes.
Okay. So I've heard of it. I think I might even have it downloaded to my phone. I travel so freaking much and have like this robust family life at home with like set family dinners and my work life schedule. I have a hard time preparing for travel unless it's a big international trip. And I've got a big, like if I'm keynoting at a conference overseas and it's like, okay, I really, really got to be on top of things because I'm going to be sleep deprived, talking in the morning. I'll start to do some of that light hacking stuff, but it's hard. Like when you're running the family at home and you have certain dinner times to all of a sudden adjust your schedule like 3, 4, 5 days in advance.
I haven't even tried it yet, but I've recommended it to a few people that are internationally flying and they swear by it. They're like, this is a game changer. Like it really does work.
Yeah. And
as you know, like your circadian rhythm is a lot of things. It's not just when you sleep. It's also your exposure to light, is when you're eating, et cetera. And so, like you said, this app just moves everything over and gives you notifications of when you need to do those things. And it seems to work pretty well.
I get it. I have kind of like this intuitive approach to long haul travel.
Right.
I'm like, look, if I just sleep as much as possible while I'm traveling, no matter what, I'm going to be pretty good when I get to where I'm going. Even if I'm not on their schedule and I'm sleeping all night in the plane and I get there at 8 p.m. and I got to go to sleep again, I'll do that. I just log as much sleep as possible. So I usually play New Calm on the plane.
Yeah.
I'll usually use one of those like melatonin suppositories or high dose melatonin on the plane. I'll use an adaptogen like Reishi, typically a little bit of CBD, and I will sleep as much as possible on the plane. I rarely turn on the entertainment screen. Like occasionally I'll watch a quick show, like a 40-minute cooking show or something that's not a full-on movie. I sleep as much as possible. I don't even worry about if I get there and again, I got to go to bed again. Barely anything at all. I slam those ketone esters.
The ketone esters,
like 20 grams of amino acids, and then I'm just out. Sleep mask, noise blocking headphones. And so it kind of sort of breaks the rules that you hear out there about, oh, keep yourself awake on the plane if it's going to be nighttime when you get to where you're going and try to eat a meal on the plane that aligns with the meal currently being eaten and the times and where you're going. But I don't do anything. I just sleep as much as possible.
That's smart. I mean, that works for you. That's amazing. Yeah. The other thing I wanted to mention about the sleep IV is we also have taurine in it. Are you doing any taurine? That's another micronutrient to consider.
Is that one that like creatine is something that gets decreased in response to sleep deprivation or jet lag or something like that?
Yes, exactly. Hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Do you mix it with Red Bull and vodka?
Full of great ideas.
Mai Tai and a giant pineapple. You know, what was funny is like the Red Bull vodka thing. I think that got outlawed in some nightclubs in Europe. Like people have strokes and heart attacks. You know, the mix of the caffeine. I don't think the taurine had anything to do this, but it was the high dose caffeine, alcohol, a lot of times a bright light, sleep deprived scenario. But what's funny is that has been shoved under the bus, but then people can just like, it's still kosher and kind of cool to get like an espresso martini, which is basically the same thing, right? Boatloads of caffeine, sugar, and alcohol.
It's so crazy. Like over here, I was at the bar, like everyone, like four women had this espresso martini and like three of the guys had it. And I'm like, you guys.
It's the worst, especially when you have these ketone alternatives. Are you guys planning here in the Four Seasons Maui location to add some of the type of stuff you have up in LA, like hyperbaric or cryo?
Absolutely. What's that gonna look like? So the next phase of what we're doing here is to actually build a little biohacking center, and it's what I call like the longevity, the longevity triad. So we're going to put the cold therapy, so either cryotherapy or a cold plunge, some type of heat therapy like a sauna, and then the hyperbaric oxygen.
Yeah, heat therapy outside, man. I was just in the gym this morning. You don't need a sauna. go with the cryo. What do you think are some of the cooler biohacking technologies you've seen coming down the pipeline? I was showing you a sick hyperbaric chamber this morning, by the way. It's like a four-person, like a bunch of people can be in there almost like partying in a hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah.
What are some things?
Yeah, I really like hyperbaric. So I'm getting a hyperbaric for my house. You know, we have hyperbaric chambers at Next Health. I think hyperbaric is something that is often overlooked in longevity circles, but I think there's been some studies out now with something about hyperbaric, DHEA, and I think growth hormone, like turning back biological aging. But I think hyperbaric by itself, we are actually going to start a study where we're going to be measuring biological aging, methylation, a methylation test, like a Horvath clock, and see how much hyperbaric oxygen actually affects that.
And that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Because the hyperbaric studies I've seen so far are all looking at rate of telomere shortening,
right,
which is kind of sketchy. Mm-hmm. Even some of the more accurate labs like SpectraCell.
Right.
Now, what you were referring to, the methylation clocks, the like the TrueAge diagnostics, the Horvath clock, that give you a status of how much you've aged, what your not your rate of aging is, but what your actual biological age is.
Right.
I'd be more interested to see what hyperbaric does to that.
Right.
I think the DHEA growth hormone study mm-hmm. was separate from the hyperbaric. And that was one of the most profound studies I've seen in the past 5 years as far as the age reversal or longevity enhancing effect. I don't take DHEA or growth hormone, but I use colostrum, which yep. is kind of like a pretty powerful growth hormone precursor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then for the DHEA component, I don't do much as far as that's concerned, but I think the colostrum helps out a little bit. And then a couple of times a year, I use those peptide bioregulators now.
Yeah.
Have you looked into those much?
I have. Yeah. Which ones are you using?
Well, there's like 20 of them. They have these right. crazy Russian names like Cordialin and Pinialin, but right. you don't take them every day because it's like 20, 30 capsules or an injection. But you do like
right.
two. I think the Dr. Kavinsin, the primary Russian longevity researcher mm-hmm. who looked at a lot of this peptide bioregulators, which are very short peptides
short, right.
that travel to each specific organ to allow rejuvenation of that particular mm-hmm. organ. I think his gold standard protocol was twice a year for something like 10 days.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of capsules or mess around with the insulin syringe and the injectable peptides. But I think like if you look at some of the Russian research, it's literally decades of research behind this stuff and, yeah. and in humans.
Yeah, they've done a lot. Epithalon, I think, was one of the main ones
Epithalon,
that they started
yeah.
with. And it's incredible, like the methylation clock reversal that happens with Epithalon as well. So, I mean, there still needs to be a lot more research done on it. And it's always like, I think the sample size is like 5-6 people. They're not like huge studies. So,
yeah.
you definitely need larger randomized control studies, but really encouraging information there.
Yeah, it is. And you look at some of these more prolific biohackers and follow some of their routines, whether it's, whatever, David Sinclair, or there's a guy named Brian Johnson right now who's put together
right.
a fantastic blueprint website. I'll probably
right.
interview him soon. Dave Asprey, yep. some of these guys, they're stacking a lot. I mean, extra virgin olive oil and dark chocolate and red light and hyperbaric
yeah.
and peptide bioregulators and the stem cells, the NAD, the ozone, et cetera. So I think it's interesting that there's not one thing that moves the dial. It's very similar like Dale Bredesen's book, The
exactly.
End of Alzheimer's. It's always a multimodal approach.
Multiple things,
yeah.
right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And we know even at a cellular level, there are 9 different processes going on that are causing that cell to age, right? And so even at a cellular level, there's different places that you need to work to turn back biological aging. And so
yeah.
there's going to be, whenever we get to that point where we're able to actually turn back biological aging, it's going to be a multitude of different things, not just one pill. Right?
Yeah.
yeah.
For you personally, what do you think are the non-negotiables? Like if you wake up on a typical day, knowing everything you know and having access to seeing some of the latest technology that's coming
yeah.
out, you're talking about how you're getting hyperbaric, what would be the non-negotiables for you for your own protocol? Like when you
oh,
get
I mean, absolutely. Like what I always tell everyone, like, when you come to Next Health and we sit down with you for a consultation, we don't even start talking about the longevity technology, peptides. We don't start talking about any of this stuff, even hormone therapy, until you have the basics covered, right? So that's what I love about coming here is it's much easier to get the basics covered because, you're going to sleep well all night. You're going to go outside in the morning, expose yourself to the sunlight, take a beach walk. You're going to
yeah.
eat
at 4 a.m. if you're from the mainland.
Yeah.
yeah.
right.
I get more done in Hawaii by noon
right.
than back home just because, you're wide awake at 4 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, that is true until you get yourself regulated. But and then, you're eating much better here, hopefully. The food here is super healthy, on point. And like you talk about a lot in your books is, making sure your meat is well sourced, your fish comes from a good place, et cetera. And then exercise. Like exercise is, I think, built into the DNA of this place.
Yeah.
They have an incredible gym here. They have lots of classes, yoga, et cetera. And meditation, right? Like calming your mind. So once you get all that right, then we start talking about some of this longevity stuff. And then my level 2 then is to do some of these things like heat sauna therapy, cryotherapy, et cetera. And once you start getting some of that worked into your routine, because I really feel like it has to be part of your routine, right? You can't just do something one time and expect a year from now for your biological age to be reversed. That's unrealistic. It's got to be part of your routine. So make heat sauna, cryotherapy, whether you have a cryotherapy chamber or a cold plunge, or you're just jumping in the ocean every day, I think that's super important. And then after that, the non-negotiables for me are going to be the hyperbaric chamber. I try to do that at least once a week. Mm-hmm. I definitely try to, if I don't do a lot of IVs, but if I'm having a week where my nutrition hasn't been on point, or I've been traveling, or I've been just working really hard and just running, and I feel stressed, then I'll do an IV. So I think IVs for me are a mainstay in my health routine. And then NAD, once a month I'll do NAD. Sometimes I'll do it more if I need to, or if I can do it more. And then I'm starting to play around with some of the more not so well researched stuff, just like trying it on myself, that I think it's going to be helpful for me. So I am doing stem cells. I'm starting to do something called total plasma exchange or therapeutic plasma exchange. Yeah. Therapeutic plasma exchange. Just work that into my routine. I'm going to attempt to do that once a quarter if I can.
Explain that to people, what the therapeutic plasma exchange is.
So therapeutic plasma exchange is basically, it's somewhat like ozone on steroids, okay? So what we're doing is we're removing your blood again. We are separating your blood in this machine that is basically a giant centrifuge, okay? And it's separating your blood into plasma, into the blood cells and the platelets. So you know when you take a vial of blood and you spin it down for PRP, right? The plasma's on top, little layer of platelets, and then you have the blood on the bottom.
Right.
So that's basically what we're doing. So when this machine separates your blood, it then, we can take the plasma out completely and put your blood cells back in. So you get all your red blood cells and your white blood cells put back in. But that plasma that's removed, that's where all the inflammatory cytokines live, the malformed proteins live, the toxins live, etc. So we're totally removing your old plasma, or your plasma that's basically shuttling these things around in your bloodstream all day while your liver and your kidneys are are trying to catch up with eliminating it. Right? We're removing it completely and we're replacing with brand new fresh albumin. And the reason we put albumin in is because, number one, it maintains oncotic pressure in your blood so you don't, you know, drop your blood pressure. You need protein in your blood to maintain your blood pressure. But then the other thing that we're seeing with putting fresh albumin in is albumin binds a lot of these toxins and a lot of these proteins. So with having fresh albumin in, you have brand new binding sites that can then go to your brain, go to your organs, and bind some of these toxins and these malformed proteins as well.
Okay. Assuming I can't just eat like an egg white omelet, where's the albumin coming from?
The albumin is donated. It comes from plasmapheresis done on humans that have donated their albumin.
Does it have to be like young humans that have been screened?
No, it doesn't.
Just be albumin in general.
Yeah. I'm so glad you asked that, because a lot of the talk around this comes with the young blood experiments, like we heard about, like Peter Thiel.
That's what people think. They're like, oh, you got some healthy young child that you're stealing blood from, but this isn't the case.
No, that is not the case at all. So what there's been a lot of research done on this, actually, and what's actually showing to be more beneficial is not the fact that you're actually taking blood or whatever plasma from someone young and putting it in yourself. That's not what's really working. What's really working is taking out the old stuff and getting rid of it, you see? And replacing it with brand new, fresh albumin. And the albumin is basically, it's not young plasma. We're not taking like young blood and mixing it in with you. It's just protein. That's all it is. And then we're putting that back in your bloodstream.
How hard is that to, like, is it like super expensive, hard to hunt down?
So it is very hard to hunt down right now because not a lot of people doing it. It's brand new in the kind of longevity field. There have been some really good studies in Alzheimer's, slowing down the progression of Alzheimer's by 60%, which is incredible.
I flew the two researchers who did that up to my house.
Yeah.
And we did a podcast on like 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's incredible, research, right? Yeah. I mean, it's going to be mind-blowing when this starts to become more mainstream and we really see Alzheimer's being slowed. But there's studies in longevity now, too, like actually turning around a lot of the biological markers of aging as well. So it is difficult to find right now. We do it in our Los Angeles clinics.
You guys do it at NextHealth?
Yeah, we are doing
it.
Yeah, whenever you want to come by, come by, and we'll do it.
Totally threw you a softball. I'd love to do that.
Yeah, you should come and check it out. It's pretty amazing. And I just did it a few days ago, actually. I did it a few days ago. And
how do you feel after you do it?
You know, you feel fine, just like you do with ozone. You get that burst of energy. You feel like you sleep incredible that night. And just like with ozone, like it reduces the amount of inflammatory factors in your bloodstream. So I did stem cells right after that.
Oh, well. Wow. Yeah. So that one would be like one you could precurse before stem cells with.
Right, exactly.
Wow. That's crazy. Is it super expensive to do plasma exchange?
Right now it is because we actually have a physician that comes and does it for us. That's a specialist in plasma exchange and dialysis. Mm-hmm. So he's there. We have a whole team of people there. So it is a little bit of a production. So the cost is somewhere around $8,000 or so.
Yeah.
But, you know, as this stuff gets more and more
mainstream. When I interviewed those researchers of my house, it was like currently like $40,000.
No.
So the cost has come down.
Much lower. Yeah. Okay. It's about $8,000. You know, as we get better and better and this technology is more available, it'll keep coming down in price.
Do you think you guys would eventually have that here at the Four Seasons?
That's the goal. That's the goal, is have it at all of our locations.
That'd be crazy. Go flat into Hawaii, get a full body oil change.
Exactly. It's like an oil change for your body.
Yeah. Right?
It's pretty amazing.
That's what
stuff.
I've heard described as. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
So as far as the future of what this clinic looks like, you can introduce more biohacks. Right now, the gold standard protocol is you come down, you do ozone, you chase that with stem cells, NAD, and exosomes, combined with grounding and earthing and doing the beach walks and getting out in the water and maybe getting a sleep IV at night to help with the sleep. And that would be kind of like the gold standard protocol.
That's the gold standard here right now. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think you know, we can do that depending on how long your trip is. Most people come here for like 5 to 7 days. So we try to fit in at least 3 of these treatments in while you're here. And it's a really great package. They just get away and, you know, you tie that in with all the rejuvenating stuff that we talked about with your diet and the sleep and the beach walks and,
and
the hikes and the exercise and all that stuff. And I think it works extremely well.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to how I feel. I might have to let people know after this podcast how I feel with doing the 1-2 combo, the ozone today.
Yeah.
Then what do I have tomorrow? Stem cells, NAD, exosomes.
Yep.
Stem cells, NAD, exosomes. Some kind of Lomi Mahala massage tonight with my wife.
Yeah, there you go. We forgot about massage.
You guys actually arranged, like they put together, for those of you listening, they put together pretty cool packages here, but I'm getting the massage with my wife, which I'm kind of nervous about, Darshan, because she likes to talk to her massage therapist the whole time.
Oh, man.
My wife is a very kind person. She's incapable of like sitting next to someone on an airplane or like last night next to the drunk girl at the bar without just like talking to them the whole time. So when I get a massage, I like to keep my mouth shut and tell the massage therapist, hey, I'm going to be up inside my head or sleeping, like do your thing and I'll let you know if anything hurts or whatever. And my wife's just like chatty Cathy the whole time. So I might bring earplugs to my massage.
Or bring a Nucon with you.
Or bring the new
Bring column. The new column, right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is a cool spot. I'm glad that you guys opened up here. I'm glad I've been able to discover it. And for people who would hear this podcast and want to come down and do it, I assume I can just put some links and contact information in the show notes, or people could just Google Next Health Maui or whatever.
Yeah, and then we'll set up the whole experience for you, you know, from the moment you arrive to the moment you go home. We can set up the entire longevity retreat for you, is what we like to call it. And anyone on our team can do that. So just call us at Next Health and we can get it all set up.
Amazing. Okay, so I'll put the show notes at bengreenfieldlife.com/nexthealthmaui, M-A-U-I, bengreenfieldlife.com/nexthealthmaui. And if you go to the show notes, I'm going to also link to the other two podcasts that you and I did, Darshan, just because there's a lot more information about all of this stuff that we got into and some other biohacking technology. So stack this one, speaking of stacking, with the other podcasts, and your life will be better, and hopefully your telomeres and all that crap will be shorter.
So, longer telomeres.
Or longer. Yeah, not shorter, hopefully, unless you have that pineapple Mai Tai.
Exactly.
Thanks, man.
Hey, man, thank you so much. That was fun.
You.
More than ever these days, people like you and me need a fresh, entertaining, well-informed, and often outside-the-box approach to discovering the health and happiness and hope that we all crave. So I hope I've been able to do that for you on this episode today. And if you liked it, or if you love what I'm up to, then please leave me a review on your preferred podcast listening channel, wherever that might be, and just find the Ben Greenfield Life episode. Say something nice. Thanks so much. It means a lot. In compliance with the FTC guidelines, please assume the following about links and posts on this site. Most of the links going to products are often affiliate links, of which I receive a small commission from sales of certain items, but the price is the same for you, and sometimes I even get to share a unique and somewhat significant discount with you. In some cases, I might also be an investor in a company I mention. I'm the founder, for example, of Keon LLC, the makers of Keon-branded supplements and products, which I talk about quite a bit. Regardless of the relationship, if I post or talk about an affiliate link to a product, it is indeed something I personally use, support, and with full authenticity and transparency, recommend in good conscience. I personally vet each and every product that I talk about. My first priority is providing valuable information and resources to you that help you positively optimize your mind, body, and spirit. And I'll only ever link to products or resources, affiliate or otherwise, that fit within this purpose. So there's your fancy legal disclaimer.